Chapter 3. He had coppery hair and greasy curls that hung all the way down to his thinly bearded jaw, pale blue eyes that made Neil think of archery targets. His face was moist, and his dirty fingernailed hands looked as if they'd thawed too fast. Dark, oily jeans and a black puffer jacket with a rip in the breast through which the soft gray lining showed. His feet would stink, Nell thought. He looked tense and thrilled.
"Hey, cunt," he said to Rowena, smiling. "How are you holding up?"
Then he turned and saw Nell. The moment lasted a long time. When Nell moved, she thought of the way the doe had sprung away into the forest. Its head had jerked to the right, as if it had been yanked on an invisible rein. Then it had twisted and flung itself as if the rest of its body was a fraction slower and had to catch up. It was the way she felt, turning and running, as if her will were a little maddening distance ahead of her, straining to haul her body into sync. The space around her was heavy, something she had to wade through. At the beach once on vacation in Delaware, she'd been standing on tiptoe in the ocean, the bottle green water up to her chin, and Josh said, "Oh my God, Nell, shark, right behind you, hurry!" And though she'd been certain, or almost certain, he was kidding, there was the agony of the water's weight, soft and sly and fighting her, slowing her, in cahoots with the shark. Josh.
"Mom, I'm going to be all right, but you have to run."
"I'm going to be all right."
All right meant later. Tomorrow, Christmas, days and weeks and years, breakfast in the untidy kitchen, the smell of toast and coffee, TV in the evening, drives into town, Sadie coming over, the scent of her mother's hand cream. Conversations like the ones they'd been having lately, when they talked woman to woman. Somehow, something crashed behind her. She looked back into the house. The red-haired man was picking himself up from the hallway floor, laughing, saying,
"What the fuck, bitch?"